some different positioning.
Sometimes the main object is rising, falling, but whenever anything arises through sixth sense door, should be aware.
It's not the moment of conditioned reality or understanding, intellectual understanding conditioned that awareness with direct understanding. To really understand that there is no you, no self, no one. At the moment of awareness arises, it's right awareness with understanding that no one can control. But when you try to aware, it's you. No understanding that is conditioned. Unexpectedly. If you think I'm doing, that is not unexpectedly. It's the I of self. And as soon as one leaves those idea or practice, it's quite a relief. Everything is as usual, like now. Lopa cannot take you away from moment of developing understanding of whatever appears, from intellectual understanding, until it's very well established, firm enough to condition just few moments of being aware by awareness itself, which has arisen unexpectedly. You don't know whether it is aware of this or that by condition, since you understand the meaning of anatta-ness better. Because you see that why people cannot see the moment when one is free from attachment, because one is so attached. So how can there be such moment to be understood as much different from not having attachment at all? But before it can be that stage, right understanding develops on and on from understanding the anatta-ness of reality. That is great clinging to self all the time. No matter you think you cling to other things, but actually there is clinging to self. But what you take for self, you cling, is not permanent. Attachment is not permanent. No matter there is clinging to it, it's not permanent. And since one accumulates clinging from life to life, we don't know next life what would the object clinging. But clinging follows all the time, from this life to other life, to eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind, more and more without right understanding. That's why it has to be very natural to understand that which is now appear, because it has arisen from conditions. No one can do anything. Since it's firmly understood like this, the relief from being the slave of Lopa get less and less.
And why does it seem that there is the following of the arising and falling away of realities when actually there's no understanding of realities? But why does it seem that there can be the following of arising and falling away
of something not clear, like thinking that that arises and falls away?
Just thinking about it.
Because it has to be the actual awareness which is conditioned to be aware of an object unintentionally.
The objects seem to be not obvious. We can mix or mistake this object be another object.
Nothing can be as obvious as the natural one.
I mean, we can mix the object when,
one can do anything. And one might think that, oh, this is obvious, but actually it's not obvious at all. Because the obvious one is the object of right understanding.
Many people meditate with, for example, one object rising, falling, but they...
Ask them, what do they know? They don't understand anything, but they cling to the result so much. Some said, oh, it's so great. What is it? What great is it? No understanding. So ignorance is so great. Attachment is very great. Wrong understanding is very great.
So when someone feel relaxed in the body, so at that time is knowing by
attachment.
No, I mean at that time that feeling the body is very relaxed. Knowing by touching consciousness.
That person has intention to do for relaxing, not understanding. Oh, I'm so relaxed. That's the result they wish for. No understanding. They don't mind at all. Just feeling relaxed. And that is the object of attachment. When there's no understanding, ignorance is there, attachment is there. I is there. I'm so relaxed. The I is added.
But for right understanding, that state of relax can be experienced by touching consciousness or just an idea of relax?
That's the question, because there is no understanding. See? When it's right understanding, no such question at all, because it knows, it understands that particular object, which awareness is aware. No doubt about it. It's the way to eliminate doubt about this moment, about reality, about relax, about feeling, see? Because of understanding. Without understanding, there's doubt. Don't know what's the actual object. Yeah.
Actually, the idea body relaxing is already the concept, not reality by itself. The idea of the body is relaxed has already the concept of body, which is not reality, which can be experienced.
Yeah. No understanding of any particular reality at all. Just think about
general feeling of being relaxed.
And don't know what feeling really is.
So that general feeling is not the object of touching consciousness?
Because what does touching consciousness experience?
Softness.
Touching consciousness experience feeling?
That feeling of the body, not feeling of the mind.
No matter what kind of feeling.
It's feeling nama or rupa.
Feeling is nama?
Nama. So feeling arises with the body consciousness. So at the moment of body consciousness, which experiences hardness or softness or another tangible object, there is pleasant or unpleasant feeling with the body consciousness. But the body consciousness doesn't experience feeling. So when we talk about bodily feeling, it's confusing, but it's the nama, the feeling that accompanies the body consciousness, not the rupa that is experienced.
Different to what they teach in meditation practice.
Right. So meditation practice, they will say about experiencing the feeling through the body sense, but through the body sense only temperature, hardness, softness, or motion.
Taking nama for rupa.
Why does one rely on the teacher? Just believe.
Yogi, by ourselves, we don't understand.
And what is the meaning of yogi? See?
So that's why we have to check and find out if the way that we are taught, whether it is the same as what the Buddha taught, whether it's the same as it is found in the Tipitaka or not. So if they talk about experiencing feelings or Vedana through the body sense. Actually, it doesn't make sense. So we need to keep checking and find out. So, like we discussed this morning, there's Vedana feeling which arises with each citta, sanama, which experiences the same object as the citta.